You're listening to SBS News.
Please join with me in welcoming the Prime Minister of Australia, who I'm confident will be Prime Minister in a few short weeks, Scott Morrison.
G'day to my New South Welsh men and women. It's great to be home here in my home state.
For voters at a standstill jammed in Melbourne, in the Sydney Crawl and beyond, Scott Morrison's 2019 election pitch for commuter car parks would have been a winner.
What we're seeing as we go forward is we need to ensure that we manage population growth for the future. That's important for our economy, incredibly important. Congestion slows down our economy. But it's also important to guarantee and continue to support the quality of life that Australians have living in our fast-growing cities all around the country.
The idea was to encourage people to leave their cars in specially built car parks near a public transport stop. The plan was worth $660 million for 44 projects. But an Auditor General's report has found the vast majority of grants, 77%, were in coalition seats. It says the department's administration was not effective, and only two of the car parks have actually been built. Labor's transport spokesman Andrew Giles says the use of spreadsheets in consultations is a reminder of another government scandal.
Yesterday, the Auditor General handed down a genuinely shocking document, the most shocking audit report I've seen in my 8 years in the Parliament. What it reveals is nothing less than sports rorts on an industrial scale. Just like sports rorts too, this goes right to the Prime Minister's office.
But Paul Fletcher, the Minister for Urban Infrastructure, says this is nothing but routine.
Well, let me reject the claims made by the ambitious Labor spokesman, Mr. Giles, who's trying to get a political hit here. This Auditor-General's report makes it clear that there is authority for these ministerial decisions under the National Land Transport Act. There is no suggestion in this Auditor-General's report that decisions made by ministers were outside of authority. In fact, the legislative basis for these decisions is very clear. So I just reject the claims made by Mr. Giles.
But this is the latest in a series of damning reports from the Auditor-General. Once again, it raises the question for both sides of politics about how public money is spent in election campaigns. For CEO of Parking Australia, Stuart Norman, the speed for this vital election promise to be fulfilled has been frustrating.
Look, this is the classic utopia episode. It shouldn't take this long to get these car parks delivered for everyday people who just want to get to work.
The audit has recommended future assessments include consideration of whether the projects are ethical. Tysock Husey, SBS News.